You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this week we are going to Turkey as our Turkish forces have initiated an offensive into the northeast of Syria. This was backed up. So to understand why this was happening, we have to go back to the 20th century. Now, the Kurds are an ethnic group which presence spans across the Middle East in southeastern Turkey, Iran, northern Iraq, and northern Syria. During the end of the Ottoman Empire at the early 20th century, the Kurds were originally promised their own nation state after the First World War by the winning West. But this was omitted with the Treaty of Lausanne in 1923, which established the modern Turkish state and also left the Kurdish population divided across several different countries in the region. But in Turkey, during that period, Turkish nationalism started to rise, and this saw the persecution of minority populations at the very end of the Ottoman Empire in the early 1920s, in particular Kurds, Armenians, which a genocide saw 700,000 and 1.5 million people killed, and another genocide against the Assyrians, which killed 300,000 people as well. And after Turkey became a republic under General Kemal Atatürk in 1923, it continued nationalistic policies until today because of the large numbers of Turkish Kurds, which I think it numbered around 40 million. Successive governments have viewed the expression of a Kurdish identity as a potential threat to national unity. And they have already tried a lot of things to curb it, such as banning the Kurdish language, dress, folklore, and names in Kurdish inhabited areas. And until a couple of years ago, using Kurdish in the public sphere and government institutions were restricted, and the only language of instruction in Turkish education systems is only Turkish. And also, the Turkish constitution bans the formation of political parties on ethnic basis, and since 1993, 6 parties have been banned under that rule. But even though that ban and other forms of restrictions, some Kurdish political organization exists, and the most and the one that is most known is the Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK. It was founded in 1978 by a group of Kurdish students, and its ideology was based on revolutionary socialism and Kurdish nationalism, and they seek the foundation of an independent communist state known as Kurdistan. Since 1984, it had been in an arms conflict with the Turkish military, and from some time it was based in Syria because back then it got support from then Syrian president Hafez al-Assad, the father of current president Bashar al-Assad. But after Syria banned Kurdish political parties in 1998, including the PKK, it went underground, and an offshoot of it, the Democratic Union Party, or PYD, was formed in Syria in 2003. And when the Syria civil war broke out in 2011, the PYD joined the Kurdish faction that opposes the Syrian government, the Syrian Democratic Forces, and they are backed by the West. Because back in 2012, the Syrian government pulled out of the traditionally Kurdish areas, it created a vacuum for the Kurds to take control. And for Ankara, having a Kurdish-run autonomous territory that has undeniable links with an organization that it has been fighting for more than 3 decades, right at the doorstep, it's not only a security risk, but a threat. And that's why Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan ordered troops into the region to shut down this de facto state and justified it as a fight against terrorism. And The US response in this offensive has also been highlighted, and to putting it mildly, it has been totally wild. Because US President Donald Trump has, instead of stopping this offensive, he had relocated troops from northeastern Syria away. It has relocated US troops away from northeastern Syria, which ultimately gave Turkey the go-ahead for the offensive. But why was the US there in the first place? And the answer has to go to ISIS. So first of all, while combating ISIS, Washington did not want to put its own troops on the ground in Syria. And even though it first relied on the main opposition to the Syrian government, the Free Syrian Army, they were only a loose band of rebels, and they are more focused on fighting the regime, which basically left the Kurdish militia as the only reliable fighting force, but to sum it all up, for the decision has cost Washington a lot, mostly because it has damaged its international credibility, because this decision has been seen by the Kurds and the international community as a backstabbing, and shows the US as an unreliable international partner. And after this, it will be very difficult for anyone to trust or let alone cooperate with the US on combating terrorism, and this will damage American efforts in global counterterrorism for a very, very long time. And even though President Trump has backtracked by condemning Turkey on the offensive by imposing sanctions and sent Vice President Mike Pence to Turkey and tried to negotiate a ceasefire, these are only mere damage control measures, and it won't change what the damage it has been done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.